What is going on, man? It's your boy Crimson. I've only seen about maybe the first 3 minutes, 3.5 minutes of this video, and I wanted to get into it blindly with you, my fucking wonderful audience, because I wanted to talk about narcissistic abuse and the warning signs that a lot of people, or a lot of the things that people do and don't do in narcissistic abusive relationships, and why they don't recover, and why they shift the blame and all this other shit. So in any case, I just wanna let this video play and pause it every once in a while and do a little correcting here and there. Let's get into it.
Every now and again, I'll do a bit of a deep dive on my channel just to see the subjects that I've covered, and I want to kind of connect it to a lot of the questions that I get asked by new subscribers or people who just sort of just started watching my videos. And oftentimes it'll be subjects that I've covered before and I've talked about sometimes 2, 3, 4, 5, even 6 years in the past. So every now and again, I do like to touch on those subjects again as a bit of a refresher for the new people. But I know it gets boring.
So, remember when I said about the usage of the word but? How it just cancels out everything, and I'm gonna need to make a video on that. But whenever you use the word but, it cancels out everything you said before, right? And in this moment, she's using it as a comma. I can see that. It's very clear. What she has said is that she's had this channel for some time, and what she does is she goes over the few topics over and over again, and every once in a while she does something kind of different for the new audience, or excuse me, for the old guard, right? The old audience. And she does that so that she can freshen things up and get to go on a deeper, relationship with her audience, which is cool, it's awesome.
Boring for the people who've been here for a while. So something that I did notice going through my videos is there are some that I don't agree with anymore, or I've changed my view. I want to go over those subjects again, but with my new perspective, because I think that it's really important to go through them. One in particular, because
okay, so she goes through her videos. I don't do that. Maybe once upon a time when I was trying to recover and trying to feel a sense of validation, but I don't do that. Fuck that, dude. I put out a video and I know what the fuck I put out because my character is consistent, and clearly she's having a difference in consistency here. She's realizing, like, I no longer feel the way that I did, and I want to look back and make sure that I'm creating content that is consistent, which is, all right, okay, a little bit of a red flag there, but not too much to set off any major alarms.
I find that my views in that video, whereas they were valid at the time, they are actually kind of harmful in hindsight. And I think it's important that I give you my new perspective. So one of those videos was, I called it When the Sparks Die. I used to get very poetic when it came to my video titles, which isn't really conducive to search and visibility on YouTube. So it was more for my subscribers who got the reference, but it didn't really help.
Again, the butt's being used as a comma. So what I hear her saying is that, she was going through her videos and noticed that she creates a lot of artistic, she uses a lot of artistic language to describe the titles that she uses are very artistic in order to describe her her topics of discussion, which is what I do. And the reason for that is because it's not for everybody. I don't want it to be for everybody. I want it to be for a select few people. I want this channel to be elite in the sense of I may have a few subscribers, but that message isn't for everyone. It's only meant for this few subscriber count. If you just so happen to be joining in, that's because that just so happens to be it. You guys are, you know, you guys are my target audience. If you just joined, then this type of stuff is for you, is basically what I'm trying to get at. So she's going back. She's realizing a lot of her viewpoints have changed. She's trying to keep everything as clear as possible, but you know, the titles are, you know, creative in a sense, and it stifles those looking for clear answers.
Help in relation to people that were really looking for anything regarding that subject matter, but it doesn't really matter because my views have changed. So what that video was about was the period where I call it my gray period. It was the period where I wasn't goth anymore. I wasn't anything anymore. So as many of you may know, I have been a goth for many, many years. I've been a goth for like about 28 years now. And I was 14 getting involved in alternative, 15 when I got involved in goth music and essentially the subculture. And there was a period where I got into a very abusive relationship.
So we're about to get into it, but what I've heard so far is that she's going through she's going through a change during a time period where she used an artistic form of for her title, and she realized that she was no longer, you know, a part of this subculture. She didn't really consider herself much of anything. She was going through an abusive relationship during that time. She's about to get into it. By the way, what I'm doing right now, right, which is probably annoying the fuck out of you, is mirroring. This right here of repeating back what you've heard is giving the other person the opportunity to understand, like, okay, you're understanding me. Right now I'm doing this to the video. But I'm trying to get you to understand what mirroring is so that you can do this in other conversations. Right? Now, she's using buts a lot, and she's using them as commas. She's not using them to interject her agenda or her ideas. And I'll get into that some other time.
Again, I'm going to say trigger warning just in case. I won't get into a lot of the gory details of the thing, but I will say that my identity was taken from me. And my view on that at the time was that I held myself partially responsible because I didn't shift all the blame onto my ex. Because in my eyes, well, I got into the relationship in the first place and I stayed there. So clearly, I'm also at fault. I don't believe that anymore. But I'll get into what happened. So, the way that the relationship started was a bait-and-switch kind of situation, where I was not shown the person, but their representative. And this was a straight-up narcissist. A lot of people...
Alright. I'm stopping it there because this is the part... This is as far as I got before. I'm not going to do a mirroring anymore. I'm just going to get into straight-up critique. Now, the reason being is because when I started to do narcissistic abuse recovery, narcissistic abuse recovery coaches won't tell you this. In order to get rid... well, first off, let me rewind just a smidge. After you've gone through an abusive, emotionally, psychologically, and, you know, spiritual, I guess, abusive relationship where you're constantly feeling like you need to look over your shoulders, justify your actions, and do all this other stuff, you tend to have brain fog. And it's not a good brain fog. It's the type of brain fog that causes you to forget a lot. And it puts you in a panic. And you're constantly panicked and you're constantly scared and you don't know who to trust, who to hurt, you know. You're really in a state of frenzy. Now, what I realized during this time period, that the only time that would cause me to feel anything during that time was full accountability. And this is what I see a lack of this chick. She took partial accountability, and now she's about to get into why she's no longer going to take full accountability. I can already predict this, right? She's saying it in her first statements. In her first statements, she's saying, my personality was taken from me, and I partly blamed my ex for this, because the person that he showed me wasn't the person who he was. He showed me a representative, a narcissist, which is partly true. What she meant to say was that he presented a mask. He was wearing a mask for a very long period, or for a period of time. And then that mask slipped, and then the true him showed up. And of course, like most narcissists, since they're not welcomed in the frat parties, since they're not welcomed anywhere that's got alpha males in it, because those are Machiavellians, and Machiavellians love to pick on narcissistic people because they're very fragile and weak. So what narcissistic people do is they go to subcultures like hers, subcultures like Harsh Electro, EDCs and EDMs and all that other shit, and they realize that the token, the pass, in order to get into people's hearts is either music, drugs, or addiction, like beer or wine. In this case, it was more than likely romance, because that's what the goth scene is all about, is romance, music, and, you know, literature. So, more than likely, he pitched something that he wasn't in order to get to her. This is just a prediction that I'm making, by the way. This isn't what actually happened. She's about to get into it. But this partial acceptance of responsibility is completely fucking wrong. 100% wrong. She needed to take full accountability for her not seeing the signs and saying, fuck that, I'm not dealing with this. Any person... You know, the man fell in love with her for who she is, right? And to say, like, you need to change this or you need to change that, I can understand if they were married. I can understand if, you know, this was going to be... I can understand if they were married and she was causing a lot of attention. I really don't know what the dynamic of the relationship was, but to suddenly, what it seems like suddenly... tell her that she needs to change. Yeah, that's a major red flag.
People like to use that term nowadays, but he is textbook narcissist. And it started exactly the way you expected. All the love bombing in the beginning, sending you song lyrics, and really kind of embodying everything that I looked for in a partner. And all of the... you know, the attributes I would want, all the features that I would want in a person. I sound like I'm choosing a car.
You see, I told you. And I didn't even see this video. Their culture is based on music, romance, and fucking, you know, fucking vibey, chimey, rhymey shit. And whenever you hear me say rhymey, chimey, that's in reference to slogans or logos, right? Anything that's rhymey, chimey. That tends to stick with the listener for a longer period of time, which is easier to deliver. Like, what was it? Yes, We Can by Barack Obama. You know, Change, which was another one. If you think of the word change, you immediately remember that fucking picture that was like blue and red by the guy Obey. Immediately your brain goes to that fucking picture. Well, it does for me because I'm into propaganda. But in any case, yeah, I told you.
But what I mean is my outlook on life, my outlook on relationships, what I want in the future. Like, I want a family. I want a home. I want to do the traditional thing. You know, I just want to, you know, fire out some babies, be a mom. And I also wanted somebody that was also interested in the same music as myself, because I didn't exactly have the best of luck with normies, because the situation, at least with me, it didn't jive very well, because they don't like the music. And the music is very part and parcel with who I am. And if you don't like the music and I'm playing it and you're going to tell me to turn it off, we're going to have a problem. So I tend to look for people who are also involved in the goth subculture. So he presented himself as being such. He was not. He was being a big faker. And he faked on quite a lot of things. And once he...
Such as a narcissist.
Got me, and I was in the relationship. It was like total bait and switch situation. So all the things that I was promised in the relationship suddenly became, instead of, and these are, I'm going to quote here. Initially, it was, oh, of course, I want the home, I want the family, I want that life. But in our own fun and quirky way, it turned into, if you're going to be with me, you better deal with the fact that you're going to die childless and alone. That is a direct quote. So.
Yeah, you see, I've said shit like that too. And this was in direct response to me being under attack. I remember a time when the girl that I was with, or she said something to that effect of like, you know, you don't have any kids, you're fucking worthless, you're this or that. And I've said some evil shit like that, right? And I said something to the effect of like, well, then if that were the case, then I'm glad that, you know, she got an abortion. And I said, then I'm glad that our kid is dead, because at least I know that I'm not going to be shackled to a miserable cunt like you. Direct quote from yours truly. And that was heartfelt. So, yeah. And that's taking accountability for the shit that you said. 100% accountability. Doesn't matter what sparked it. Doesn't matter what you said it. You need to fucking take accountability for it. Because it'll help you heal. Now, this chick is not taking accountability for the shit that she said. I don't want to hear her telling anything about what's... Okay, he promised her the dream, right? From what I've heard, he came in, he was the knight in shining armor, sending all the fucking bullshit and doing all this other stuff. You know, the romance, the love bombing, right? And she fell for it. Again, because she wasn't exposed to narcissistic abuse, because mostly people in that culture have never been exposed to any other character except Apex. Or, excuse me, except guys like myself, just the gray guy in the center. Hold on, I'm gathering my thoughts. I don't mean to go blank on you guys. So, any case, so she's an artistic person, and she got baited into this abusive relationship.
This was just before we essentially split. But something that also happened almost immediately is his identity changed. Suddenly he didn't like goth music anymore. Suddenly he was into all these different things. And he went through a series of different identities, which was kind of...
That is a character... I forget what it's called. But basically they have no sense of center. And it's a character... they're trying to look for themselves. Because they don't have a sense of self. I forget what the fucking word is called. Identity crisis. There you go.
Kind of startling. But by that point... I had lost so much of myself, and reason being...
It wasn't that she lost so much of herself, she had so much invested.
...is I was gaslit in a lot of ways. And what I mean by gaslit, because I know I'm using a lot of buzzwords here, but they are pertinent. So what I mean by I was gaslit is that I was told one thing, or shown one thing, and I clocked it, and I kind of... filed it away and kept it, and then I was told, no, you were not told that very thing. You're wrong. You're crazy. There's something wrong with you.
And the more that she went out of her way to try to prove that it was correct, the more crazy she was going, right?
So in situations when you're gaslit, you are made to feel like you're insane. You're made to feel like there's something wrong with you. You're made to...
And hold on.
To question your sanity, you're made to question your intelligence, you're made to question your recollection of events, your ability to function as a normal human. And all of those things had happened because there were systematic things that were put into place. It was very methodical.
It's that, it's the gaslighting that causes the brain fog, by the way.
To basically break me down. So it started with getting me into the relationship, you know, the whole bait and switch. But the bait happened, and then the switch was slow. And then, along with the switch, became systematically breaking me down and shaming me and criticizing me for every little thing that I liked, everything I believed in, and everything that I loved, to where I felt ashamed for those very things. I was made to feel silly for being a goth for as long as I had. How can you listen to the same music for so many years? How can you dress the same as you did for so many years? How can you be involved in the same thing? As if that's a bad thing. It's a bad thing to hold on to the things that you've always loved, where it's presented to you as you're childish, you're unwilling to change, you are stuck in a certain period of time, and you are incapable of evolution, when in actuality, I was just being true to myself. These are the things that I loved. It was something that was important to me, and that was where I stayed. That's where I stuck.
Yeah, and see, the reason why I envy people like this, same thing with black metal, I actually got into a conversation I got into a conversation where a guy got heated with me slightly, was because I envied him. I envied that he had the bravery to act and dress like that. I don't. You know, I'm an adult. I'm supposed to carry myself and conduct myself accordingly. And when I see other people dress in this fashion and be able to still hold down a career and still be able to get away with shit, it's like, you lucky fucking cocksucker. Like, you son of a bitch. any case, that's just me.
And instead, I was made to feel like those things were wrong. There's absolutely nothing wrong with being true to yourself. There's nothing wrong with listening to the music that you love. And it's not like I was listening to the same songs over and over again. I was listening to just the same sort of genre of music. It's not like I didn't listen to other genres as well, but my tried and true goth music.
Okay, so here's the problem. I'm about to fucking... It doesn't sound the same to you, sweetheart, but to other people, fuck, dude. I can't tell you how many times I've, like, listened to black metal abusively. And to me, it's just like I listen to fucking Asagram, Watain, fucking Dimmu Borgir, shit. I mean, I could go on and on and on, dude. And it all sounds the same. It's just graspy, grimy, just fucking, it's just, you can't fucking hear it. You have to have an ear for it. It's not something that you can just, fucking get into and right away tell the nuances of the music and tell the differences between, fuck, Watain and fucking Mayhem, or Marduk and fucking Immortal, right? You literally have to know the genre in and out in order to tell the subtle difference. Oh, dude, I'm getting into it. My point is that it doesn't sound the same to you, sweetie. It sounds the same to everybody else. Now, this isn't excusing the narcissistic behavior. No, no, no. But if somebody can't tell the subtle differences of the genre and it sounds the same to them and they're tired of it, they were never a part of that culture to begin with. And this is the reason why I love my culture, is because it's very elitist. Her culture is very accepting and very kind of passé, right? Because... what are they called? Fledglings or newbies or newbats? I forget what they're called. Baby goths. They are accepted in to the culture. A little reluctant, but they're given a path, right? And black metal, dude, it's sink or swim. You either get it or you don't. And that's what I love about it. And if you get it, you're put to like an elitist fucking, almost like you're when you're being questioned, it almost feels like you're being interrogated. Like black metal is that elitist. And that's what I love about the genre, is because it keeps motherfuckers away that are narcissistic. And people that are narcissistic are just immediately fucking isolated.
That's what I listened to. But I was made to feel like that was wrong, so I was shamed into liking the music that I did. And it got to the point where there was a sort of, like, kind of a training in process. You know, when, say, a dog licks himself in an area he shouldn't because he has a wound in that area, you put a cone on them, or you make a sound that they don't like, so they associate licking with that sound, and then they don't do it anymore. So, kind of one of those situations. I use that because I have a dog who has allergies, and he licks his paws, and he makes them all inflamed. He's on medication, but that's another story altogether. But I digress. It got to the point where whenever I was listening to my music, or dressing the way that I wanted, let's say I had, like, I had a band on that I particularly like. I'd be listening to it, and he would sing loudly over it in a mocking tone, mocking the vocalist, to make it sound like I was listening to something silly, and made me feel silly. If I were dressed in the way that I wanted to dress, wearing my clothes, I would get criticized for it. You look stupid in that. And it even got to the point where he would throw my clothes out. I had lost so much of my autonomy to the point where I was being timed in the bathroom. And I would often escape to the bathroom. Ever since I was a little kid, the bathroom had always been my escape route. And I would just spend time in there. And because I wasn't allowed to put the heat on, and I'm always cold, I'm always freezing, and he saw that I was always freezing, and he would pile on the clothes but turn the heat off in the winter, because he guessed I, for whatever reason, he felt I didn't deserve to be warm, and I would be freezing all the
time. Yeah, narcissistic people love to save money. That's the only reason why, dude. I hate to tell you this. It wasn't doing out of maliciousness. Just narcissistic people just love to fucking pinch pennies. Holy fuck. I remember I told my ex-girlfriend, she had a BMW at the time when I met her, and it was a broken piece of shit. And I told her, hey, the reason why you keep having to swap out parts or buy new parts is because you need to, rebuild the engine. It needs to be rebuilt. In other words, I need a new, it just needed a whole bunch of new shit, dude. Like, it was, burning through coolant. The oil was fucked. It was burning through oil. So the whole engine needed to be rebuilt. And she didn't listen to me. And so instead of getting quality parts, because they were expensive as shit, what she started doing was getting cheaper parts. You can only imagine what would happen. So the parts would break inevitably because the temperature was too fucking hot, and she was putting the wrong coolant in, and she was doing the wrong thing, and putting the wrong oil, and doing all this other shit, and it eventually caused her car to fucking malfunction, right? And here's the part. Where I would say, I told you so. And that would drive them fucking crazy. It was because they wanted to save money, and they wanted to try and drive this expensive vehicle for the sake of driving an expensive vehicle. And not investing in the shocks, not investing in the dampers, not investing in the motor mounts, not investing in the fucking coolant, expansion tank, the hoses. She wanted to save money and drive a fucking vehicle that she believed was the pinnacle of eliteness, right? It isn't. It's a money pit. So, there's that.
All the time. I have hypothyroidism, so I'm naturally colder than most people. If you have hypothyroidism, you know that cold gets in your bones. So, I would go in the bathroom with a magazine, and I would bring a magazine with me because I used to read a lot of health magazines that I would get from work. And I would fill the sink up with hot water, and I'd stick my feet in the bathroom sink, and I'd sit on the counter, and I'd read my magazine. And it was my way to warm myself up, and also to kind of get away from him, because every time I was around him, he was just making me feel bad about myself. And he would be knocking on the door. What are you doing in there? You know, you've been there for 12 minutes. You need to get out of there. Nobody spends 12 minutes in the bathroom. Get out. So to me, that felt very normal, but it was control, like, to the maximum degree. But the amount of control that he tried to exert over me was intense. I think about it now, and I get both anxious and furious simultaneously. So given that I...
Yeah, that's post-traumatic stress for you.
...shamed so much for who I was, for the music that I listened to, for being a part of the subculture, it had been ingrained so deeply within my brain that it was wrong and that I was silly. And also my need for peace. I just wanted peace. And he was relentless. Literally will follow you around from room to room until you took the shirt off that he did not like you wearing. And
all right.
Why are you wearing that? Why are you wearing that?
All right. So narcissistic people that do that, that find a message beyond what it is, for example, oh, hold on, oh, fuck, man. All right, so I would particularly play certain music, and I realized that my ex didn't understand the lyrics to certain songs from black metal. That'll play a part later. But I started to play 80s music, and there were certain songs that I would play, like William by Morrissey. And the song is about a guy who's chasing a girl, and the girl is not really into the guy. And the other song that I used to play was Pseudohead. And that was about a guy or a chick stalking a guy. And she's trying to keep it a secret, right? And what was the other one? Tomorrow was about, like keeping a relationship secret and just couldn't wait until tomorrow or no. Like today I have you, but tomorrow I don't. And every time I would play those songs by Morrissey, and he has a very romantic voice, you know, and I fucking used to crack to her expense, you know, I used to fucking make fun of my favorite singers all the time. You know, I used to run around the house fucking talking about, like, you know, like how I fucking wanted to crash the car, you know, into a play pit. Fucking. And I would sing it in Morrissey's voice. And I would do that as a joke because I fucking love the guy, right? And I make fun of the shit I love. That's just the kind of man that I am. Fuck me, right? But I noticed that every time I would play that music, that message would piss her off. It would upset her. So what I would do is like, all right, fuck this then. I'm gonna play fucking Demi Borgir because she doesn't understand the lyrics and it's catchy enough, it's different enough for her to, you know, get into it because of the melodies and the singing and you know, the singing with Vortex when he was in the band. But that's how I was able to get away with playing certain music. You know, so that it didn't seem like I was trying to tell her a message that wasn't really there.
Stop walking away from me. Why are you wearing that? You need to take... But relentless. When you are pestered and haunted to that degree, you will do whatever it takes just to make it stop, just so you can have that peace. So when that happened for so long, I eventually begun to believe those things about myself. I believed that I was childish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the exact same fucking mentality that I have. why the fuck am I wearing all black is because, you know, it's a childish fucking behavior. And guess where I got it from? My father. Not my ex, my father. I don't have long hair and I don't like, you know, like to wear the makeup and stuff because I got that issue from my father. And that's why I envy those. I fucking love them so much to the point of just adoration and just like mesmerization that they're able to just have the bravery to wear that. It's a form of jubilee. I don't know how to explain it. I just love the fact that they can have the bravery to do it, because I don't.
I didn't remember events properly. I believed that I was unattractive. I believed so many different things about myself that he had pretty much beaten into my skull, metaphorically. And I stopped being goth. There was a period where I just was not goth anymore. I was not listening to any music at all. And all I wore was the color gray.
And here's the thing about that, man. I've been there. I used to love jiu-jitsu and black metal. So all my fucking gis were black. All my attire was black, except for my belts, obviously. All my attire was black and white, you know, to symbolize the color, the makeup being worn on stage. And even till this day, I wear Fred Perry's that are strictly black and white. Not very much of a color palette there, Jackie boy. In which case, yeah, black and white is like my favorite color combination because it's classic and it also represents the favorite genre of music that I like. Also, I was going through the exact same phase that she did, which was letting go of all that childish shit because my ex wanted me to grow up. She would always tell me, when are you going to grow up? When are you going to be a man? When are you going to get a better job? When are you going to do that? When are you going to do that? And the thing about stoicism, the thing about stoicism is that stoic people will find comfort in misery. Stoic people will find comfort in just the bare minimum because you don't need the maximum. People like that are never happy. People like that are always chasing the next bigger and better thing. It was in the Tao that said, you know, anything given can be taken, and those who pursue these characteristics will never find peace and joy. They will always find something bigger to chase. Those quotes stuck to me. Nietzsche actually talked about shit like that. You know? So, reflecting back, I told myself that this is childish. I need to let it go. It's time to move on. Stop watching anime. Stop watching, you know, because her kids would watch anime. And they would ask me, like, what anime do you like? And I would tell them Hellsing Berserk, you know, Panty and Stocking, fucking High School of the Dead. Just adult shit, right? And then they would tell me, you know, we like Kill la Kill, and we like, you know, Death Note, and we like Blue Lagoon or Black Lagoon. And I would just like, holy fuck, like, dude, these guys know more about anime than I do. In which case, I let all that shit go. One of my favorite shirts that my best friend gave me was a shirt that was the Big O, and it was Roger Smith in the same pose that Batman, the animated series, was. You know, you could see the silhouette of Batman on the building right before the lightning hits, and it just says Batman at the bottom. Well, it was the same thing. Only it was Roger Smith, and it says Showtime at the bottom. And it had the Big O, the silhouette of the Big O in the background, and Roger Smith in the foreground. And she threw that shirt away. And my best friend gave me that shirt, and I fucking fell into tears. I fell apart. because my best friend gave me that shirt, and I hardly ever get to see him. So, I understand this girl's pain. Fuck, dude, she looks fucking captivating. Wish I wasn't fat.
And I call that my gray period, because every time you saw me during that period, I was only wearing the color gray, and there was nothing to my personality. I couldn't tell you what my favorite show was. I couldn't tell you...
Yeah, you want to know why? It's because you were going through brain fog, kiddo. Because of all the gaslighting.
What my favorite color was. I couldn't tell you what my favorite food was. Food especially. I wasn't... Whenever he saw me eating, he took that as an opportunity to come sit by me and complain about something that I had done wrong. And he'd done it so often that I remember my friends actually kind of going off on him for it. It's like, why do you do that to her every time she eats? Which is probably why I was also so underweight at the time. But I digress once again. I was not goth, so I had basically the goth trained out of me by way of an abusive relationship. So what has changed from when I made that video previously, a few years ago, to now? So I want to say that I made that video around maybe 2016, perhaps 2017. But 2 years ago, I started trauma therapy, and I'm seeing a trauma therapist regularly. It initially started with twice a week, and then it started to once a week. And the reason that I see a trauma therapist is I do need to see a specialist because I have been diagnosed with CPTSD. And it was a diagnosis...
I told you guys a long time ago is that complex post-traumatic disorder, I think is what it is. Complex post-PT, post-traumatic, CPT... Complex post-traumatic SD, I can't remember what the S stands for. Stress disorder. That's what it was. It can be triggered by a whole bunch of other shit. It's just like a weird, like you can trigger yourself. That's the type of trauma that you can go through with this. I made mention of this before in my older videos, but this poor fucking kid. I shouldn't call her a kid, but this girl, right? I can't fucking call her a girl. This person. This fucking child, dude. Oh, God. All right. So this person here, she's going through some shit, right? She's seeing a specialist, and she's finally beginning to understand all this shit, but I still haven't heard why she fucking stayed with them. The moment that you admit why you stayed with them is the moment that you fucking release the shackles from your soul. You let go of all that shit. The moment that you take account, and again, no accountability, it's just him. The moment that you take accountability for the shit that you said, and of course, like, I feel bad for her, but where's the accountability, kid? Where is the part where you say, I said this to him in response. I did this to him in response. Fuck, dude, you know, I'm such a fucking pervert. You know what I was just thinking? Her feet in the sink, and I was like, fuck, that must have looked so hot. What a dumbass. Any case, that's my point, is that I'm not seeing any of that.
A diagnosis I did not want is a diagnosis I was not ready to accept, but after being diagnosed like a bazillion times by different specialists, I finally accepted it, and it was the best thing that I did, because seeing the specialist who is trained to deal with people who do struggle with that is by far the best therapy I've ever had, the first time I've ever gotten anything out of therapy. And as we know with the old narkies, they love to know that they can live in your brain rent-free, and they love to know that they've affected you. So I think that it's important, given that information, that I point out that my ex is not responsible for my CPTSD. What is responsible is my home life, my upbringing, my parents, etc., etc. It was a shit show, and he is not responsible. However, he didn't help, and he was a contributing factor. So what has changed since I made...
Nope. You know, I grew up in a fucking family very similar to hers. And because my family loves to adore you as a child. When you're a child, they love you. They nurture you. They care about you. But the moment that you hit like 17, 18, 19, they start to pull away. They start to regress from you. and they start to treat you like a pseudo adult, but they also tend to treat you like a child. Why are you wearing that? Why are you? And see, the thing is like, I used to fucking love to wear my jiu-jitsu pants with my long sleeve shirt, like Eddie Bravo, because it was comfortable. And since you're wearing it on the mat, it's like the most comfortable thing that you can wear. It becomes like a robe. You don't wear it all the time out of consciousness. You wear it all the time because it's fucking comfortable. And I would always get shit for it. And especially when I would get a patch or a sponsorship and I would have it on my fucking gi, on my gi pants. It was like, dude, I want to show that shit off. Like, I just got a water sponsorship. No. Wasn't good enough for my aunt. Wasn't good enough for my mom. Or excuse me. Wasn't good enough for my girlfriend. Wasn't good enough for my uncle. I needed to take all that shit off and wear normal clothes. And they're so binding and restricting. Where, like, is the gi pants, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's that extra fabric by your crotch. But Jesus fucking Christ, I felt like I could breathe. Sorry, I'm stretching. But, yeah, man. It wasn't anybody else's fault after you become an adult. You just got to accept why you stayed. I stayed with my family because I was too fucking lazy and scared to move out into the real world. Lazy in terms of finding a better job. Scared in terms of I didn't want to get ripped off again. And I thought that my family would save me from that. And I was so frustrated with them, but I didn't have a family to begin with because my dad would isolate me from my family. I understand now why, because he was running from his demons with that family. I understand now why my dad doesn't stick around with that family. It's because they're fucking psychologically abusive and very controlling and manipulative. And so, when I, you know, came to this realization, like, oh, these people don't really want me here. They don't even want me as a fucking relative. They're only keeping me here because they feel like they have an obligation to my dad, who they failed. That's when I woke up and realized I need to get the fuck out of there. I'm not hearing that from this chick. I'm hearing is that I blame my parents for this type of characteristic that I've gone through, and I was used to it, and so that's why I allowed this person to psychologically, and this is the thing. This is the thing. What she's doing, what she doesn't realize that she's doing, is that she's signaling, bat signaling, no pun intended, to another narcissist that's even more advanced. Because the one that she went through was a tier one. It's just like basic, bottom of the barrel, just fucking, Just a need and power, just a need of control and power, and who's constantly genre hopping, because they have no sense of self-identity. When you start to get to the neurological, narcissists, or people that are just, into fashion and fit and all that other shit. I forget what they're called. There's four different types. And there's three tier system to each type. Yeah. Seems to me like she went through a narcissistically abusive relationship with a tier one narcissist. And now she's signaling to somebody else who can relate to her trauma because they've gone through it. And now they get to hit the DM section or the comment section and fucking try to abuse them that way. Seen it all the time.
I made that video up until 2 years into trauma therapy. So one of my first crowning achievements is completely changing my perception of that entire situation, because in that situation, and this is why I think it's really important that I impart this to all of you, because I think that I had a very dangerous mindset. Because when you have trauma because you've suffered something, we tend to blame ourselves. If not percentage-wise, wholly, we will fully blame ourselves. and this is a mistake, and this is what keeps us in a stuck position, or what we call stuck points. So my challenging belief that kept me at a stuck point was believing that I was basically in part responsible for what I had gone through, and I wasn't seeing the big picture. If you were a victim of a...
All right, I mean, that's partially taking responsibility. That's partially taking responsibility for what happened-ish, I guess.
Crime. A lot of people who have been a victim in certain ways to where it was traumatic for them will blame themselves in certain ways to say, I shouldn't have gone out that night, or I shouldn't have worn what I've worn, or I shouldn't have brought my credit card with me. Why did I do that? So whereas you're thinking those things, you're placing part of the blame on yourself when it's not. You're the victim.
Hold on. All right. Favorite leather jacket. I was drunk off my ass. I was living out of the car making those videos. I might have even talked about it. There was a car fucking parked right next to me. And these assholes fucking stole my jacket. They saw me take off my jacket, put it on the hood of my car. I got in my car, and I fell asleep. And when I woke up the next morning, my wallet, my phone, and my jacket were gone. Now, was it the assholes next door's fault, or was it my fault for getting drunk and fucking, you know, being in that position? It was my fucking fault for being in that position. I shouldn't have been drinking, definitely. Shouldn't have been out living in a car. And I shouldn't have been, especially parking my car in an area where a bunch of fucking high school kids like to hang out. That was my dumbass fault. Let's see. Alright. Here's a better one. I was raped by a friend, not a dude. It was a chick. Actually, I was raped twice. Now that I think about it, so I'm gonna talk about the second time because that was more vivid. The other time happened a long time ago, and I came to, you know, a realization that I was being a dumbass. Now, the second time, I was drinking with somebody who I knew had a crush on me, and I did not have anything intended with them. Nothing. And yet I kept drinking with them, knowing that they were falling, like, deeper and deeper in love with me. And they were getting me drunk to the point of blacking out, for the simple reason that they knew that if I was sober, I wasn't going to sleep with them. Dude, that person was, like, fucking 310 pounds, 320 pounds. You know, no fucking way in my life would I ever want them on me, anywhere near me. And so, what wound up happening was I was living with some friends, and their daughter, who was my age, got me drunk, took me into, I was throwing up like crazy. She took me into the garage, and the next thing I know, I wake up and, I got my pants pulled up, but they were unzipped. And I'm like, oh, fuck, my head hurts. And I walk inside the house, and then everybody's like approaching me, like, are you okay or whatever? And I was like, yeah, why? What's going on? And they were like, we walked in and you were passed out and, you know, such and such was on top of you. And I just like, wait, what? Like, what the fuck? And I felt like I did something wrong because I thought like, oh, fuck, they're going to kick me out. But no, like, they wanted to know if I was okay and if I was going to call the cops or anything. And I was like, no, why the fuck would I do that? You know, we were both drunk. I don't even remember that. Like, can we just move on, please? And I just moved on from there. It didn't fucking matter to me. Like, I just fucking got over it. But it was my fucking fault for getting drunk with somebody that I knew had intentions beyond. And I knew it, dude. I knew that they had intentions beyond them just being friends. That was my fucking fault. So, yeah, you gotta fucking look back and think to yourself, why do I keep getting put in these positions of, you know, I'm a fucking girl dressed like this in a location where people are drunk and not in their full conscious self. I'm not saying that it wouldn't happen. It might have happened anyway. Why the fuck are you going out drunk alone? Bad shit happens, right? That's why I don't drink. I go out alone, but I don't drink because bad shit happens. This has happened to me when I used to make these videos living out of my car time and time again. I would get drunk, wake up somewhere that I fucking have no idea how I got there with shit missing out of my pockets and a fucking bruise on my neck or a bruise on my face. Woke up in a hospital with fucking choke wounds on my neck. How did they get there? I have no fucking idea. Don't even bother to go look back and ask. Because more than likely, it was over something stupid. So yes, I take full responsibility for those moments. Like what this chick is peddling is absolute dog shit. You need to take accountability and responsibility for your actions and yourself.
Just because someone chose to victimize you, that doesn't make you somehow responsible. Somebody did something to you. That's on them, not you. You were the victim in that situation. So, did I get involved in the relationship?
Again, here's a scenario. If I came up to her and I punched her in the face, yeah, nothing to do there. But if I sat there and tortured her for every single fucking day, when it would bother her and all she had to say was, excuse me, put up a boundary. Yeah, that's kind of her fault. That's her fault for not putting up a boundary. Same thing with me. I stayed in the relationship that I stayed in and it was my fault. It was my fault because I was dick thinking.
I did. However, if my ex had told me from the very beginning what I planned to do is lie to your face, cheat on you, gaslight you, make you hate every aspect of yourself, torment you, throw out your stuff, vandalize everything else, alienate you from your friends and family, take you to a foreign country just so I can cheat on you and bang teenagers. If he had said that from the beginning...
Was he Mexican? Was he Mexican? Come on, tell me. Tell me he was Mexican. Tell me he was Mexican. Tell me you're Mexican without telling me you're Mexican. Let me guess, she lives in LA.
I can categorically state I would not have gotten into a relationship with this person at all. But what he presented to me was a false idea that I fell for. Therefore, me getting into a relationship with him was not my fault because I was lied to. So, if you found yourself in a situation where you were in an abusive relationship and you're blaming yourself, I should have seen through it, I shouldn't have gone along with it, I shouldn't have gotten involved, how is that your fault? You were lied to. Somebody lied to you, somebody tricked you. It's not your fault.
Come on, dude. Get the fuck up. Come on, man. Swear to God, man. Look. You guys are gonna come along with me because I need a fucking aspirin. This is starting to hurt my head. If you're being fucking abused psychologically, if you're being taken advantage of, there's a little alarm in your head that goes off and tells you, hey, we shouldn't be doing this. So what was it that caused you to stay? That's all you gotta do, and the shackles will be released from all this bullshit. The shackles will be released from all this bullshit, and you will no longer have to think about this motherfucker. You'll no longer have to fear. You'll no longer have anything to, what is it? think about. You will no longer need to go through trauma therapy and go through CPTSD and all this other shit. You will just accept the fact that you could have gotten, and this is what frustrates her. This is why she's making this video. Because it's the same way that I made those videos. Because she can't come to the realization that she made the choice. She made the choice to stay. What was that reason? Once you come to the realization of what that reason is, you won't have to make these videos. And I realized that about myself. I realized that about myself. Is that I was making videos like this, and I was upset with these people because I was upset with myself. I stayed because of the sex. I stayed because of, you know, the love bombing and the joy that I had. Because every single time I felt like we were making headway, we would go all the way back down even further from the beginning on Friday. And she would go out and party. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we were fighting. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we were fighting. But come Saturday and Sunday, we were building. And I would fall into the dream. And I desperately wanted to make that dream come true. And the more I tried to make that dream come true, the more she would sabotage it. And I would get frustrated. And this is what I'm trying to tell you. What the moment that you guys take responsibility and accountability for why you stayed, you won't end up like this chick, constantly blaming everybody else. You will start to be wiser than you were, instead of relying on a fucking therapist to tell you what the post-traumatic stress was.
If they were upfront and said they were going to do those things, then I'd say you may be partially responsible there, but not if you were lied to like that. And in most cases, 99.9% of the time, they're not presenting their true self, and that's how they get us. So as far as me staying in the relationship, well, I'm partially responsible because I stayed. I stayed in the relationship. No. And here's why. Because when you're lied to like that, you're fed this false idea and you are involved in a relationship that this person is not. So you're giving yourself to this person wholly. And little by little, they're chipping away to where you don't realize it right away. They're chipping away at your self-esteem. They're chipping away at your identity. They're chipping away at these little things and you're taking it as, wow, this person I really care about, they're noticing these things about me that I didn't realize were there, because it's presented and done in a very manipulative fashion to where you are made to feel very vulnerable. You're vulnerable because you care about this person, and you're vulnerable because this person that you care about are noticing these negative things about you. And the problem is they're not true. They're not actually bad things about you. They're not negative things about you. There are ways that they're breaking you down to make you doubt yourself. Because from start to finish, they've gotten you to a point where they have you basically believing that they're almost doing you a favor by being in a relationship with you, because nobody else would ever be in a relationship with you, right? Not the way you are. Like, look at all the things you believe about yourself now. And that's why you stay in that situation. So whereas I blame myself for staying in that situation, I see things. Believe me, hindsight is 20/20, and now I remember everything. I remember from the first moment I was being broken down, but when you're in it, you don't see it. So that's another thing that I think is also very dangerous, and it was a dangerous thing for me to impart to you, is to say that I stayed in the situation, so I'm partially to blame.
All right, so, God damn it, dude. Oh, fuck, I love the way she looks right now. Any case. So, partial to blame. No, you need to take full accountability for what happened. Not that you did anything to, well, I mean, you probably did do something to him, but just take accountability of it so that you can move on, so that you can heal.
this idea that, and it just goes to prove that women will constantly make themselves the victim, no matter what. This video just proves it. I can't tell you how many times I come across videos like these where women will tell you, I was with the narcissist, and then their icon picture is a picture of them with a shocked face, right? These influencers. They all have the exact same mentality. No one's to blame, or everyone else is to blame but them, because they were suckered in, they were baited, they were duped, they were cheated. But you know what? Guess what, man? How about this? Once upon a time, when I was living in Culver City, I had a great job. I spent this money that I accumulated and saved to get this apartment that I had. There was no receipts, there was no fucking evidence that I was gonna, you know, no contracts, no nothing that I was gonna sign. I got myself into a subleasing nightmare. For those of you who don't know what that is, somebody else rents the property, they'll put it under their name, and then they'll rent it out to other people without paying the rent. So they're basically renting it out and collecting the money, and you've got up to 6 months. And they're really good. They'll make sure that all those notices, those 6 month notices, they'll make sure that you never get those until the day you're evicted. And it happened to me once, and that's why I was afraid to move out on my own, because I didn't know who to trust. That's why I lived out of my car. That's why I was homeless and I lived with family. It was because I was afraid that it was going to happen to me again. So, fast forward. It happened to me again out here. And the reason being was because I fell in love with this romantic idea that Las Vegas was different. Nevada was going to be different. That the characters and personalities and the culture out here was different. No, it wasn't. And I have myself to blame, because I've already gone through it once, and I saw the pattern of behavior, and all my fucking alarm bells were ringing, and I didn't do anything but go through it all over again. I saw myself putting my head on the chopping block, and I was like, dude, right now would be a great time to get fucked over, and sure enough, I did. And to me, I kind of laughed it off, because it was just like, it was no surprise to me. But at the same time, I was pissed because I got robbed $900. So that's my point. You have to take accountability, regardless if you fucking were tricked or not. I saw the warning signs and I fucking didn't follow through. Everything told me to go up to the clerk and ask them, hey, is this guy late on rent? Hey, what's this guy standing, you know, with you guys? Is he current with his rent? Is everything doing good? Are the utilities paid? Or, you know, if I move in, can I get on the lease? And every time I would tell him, come on, let's go downstairs to the office and sign me on the lease, he's like, oh, you know what, man, I'm busy today, and blah, 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 blah. And I accepted that, because I didn't want to rock the boat. So it was my fault why I got ripped off $900. Right? Not his. Mine. And this is the problem with chicks like this. Is that they're going to tell you that it wasn't your fault. You were duped. You were cheated. You were lied to. And all this other shit. And take zero accountability for not standing up for themselves.
I was broken down and I was stuck in a situation because I had no sense of self-worth, because I was stripped of everything, and I felt like, who's going to want me? I'm going to be alone. I'm going to be alone in the world. And that's not true. If you found yourself in that situation, maybe you're in that situation now, or you're outside of that situation and looking back, and you kind of view the situation in the same way, where you see yourself being at least partially at fault for that or partially to blame, you gotta stop, because blame is what keeps us in that stuck point. It keeps us in that loop where we can't...
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. I had to stop it. I know it's annoying, guys. I'm sorry, but no, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. She's feeding you false bullshit because she's trying to protect her own ego. She's trying to protect her own her own character. She's trying to protect herself. And she's reassuring this and reaffirming this through her audience.
Can't heal from it. What that does is it hinders you and holds you back from healing. And you really need to give yourself that grace to know that you were victimized in that situation. If you were not lied to, if you were not manipulated, then you would never have done that thing when you had your faculties, so to speak, in the very beginning, before shit hit the fan. So don't blame yourself. It's not your fault. Another thing, looking back on, that I did was I did my 10 ungoth confessions. And this was more of a trend at the time, and this is really early when I started YouTube, and it had to have been like right in the very beginning, like 2016.
Alright, I don't know if this has anything to play part in anything else, 10 ungoth confessions, but I just wanted to show you that, right? I wanted to show you that because, fuck dude, my arms are getting small. Wanted to show you that because this is the mindset. This is a stereotypical mindset of people that have been abused by narcissistic personality disorder. They never really recover. They don't. And this girl is proof of that. She refuses to take accountability for what happened to her. And the moment that you take accountability, men, for what happened to you, you're able to become wiser. You're able to have a sense of stronger self on your shoulders. And she'll never have a stronger sense of self on her shoulders. And what bothers me even more about that is that she's advertising it. She's out here advertising it. I mean, she's fucking beautiful. And what she's doing right now is she's posting what she's posting and telling the next person how to fucking all anybody has to do is just watch this video and then just repeat back to her what she's saying, right? Mirroring what she's saying. Like, it wasn't your fault. He was gaslighting you. He was such a piece of shit and blah, 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 blah. What kind of goth music do you like? Boom. And then the cycle repeats all over again. It happens all the fucking time. I've seen this shit happen all the fucking time, man. And so, there it is, men. This was a fucking hour-long video. I normally don't like making videos like these because you have better time to spend. But I wanted to use this as, again, hadn't seen the video. But I kind of had a feeling like I knew where this was going. I'm going to try to figure out where she moved to. I'm going to try to figure out where she moved to, and I fucking guarantee it's Mexico. Guard your heart.